The Boy Scouts of America began accepting gay members under the age of 18 as of January 1st. While some groups have withdrawn their support, the impact on local scouting doesn't appear to be that large at this point. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
We went 6 months where it was going to be, but it wasn't. And so now that it is official, we'll just have to see, you know, what kind of issues may arise going forward.
Scout Executive Spencer Page at the Gulf Coast Council says 9 charter partners, all of them religious groups and most of them independent churches, notified the council just after the vote last spring that they would be departing.
And it was a total of 13 units, because some of those charter partners had both a Cub Pack and a Scout Troop. We've been able to replace most of those with new charter partners or move those kids that were still interested into nearby scout programs.
Over 61% of Scouting's National Council of Delegates from across the country voted to lift the ban on gay kids and teens, overturning membership guidelines that had roiled the group in recent years. Page says the biggest hit so far for them has been financially.
At least donors were more vocal about the change. Donors wrote letters, made phone calls, sent emails, more so than any parent that just said, because of that change, I'm not going to be in Scouts anymore. We're not seeing a major fallout from the membership standards as of yet.
Local membership numbers among Boy Scouts are actually up, but Cub Scouts are down, says Page. On the latter, he points to unrelated policy changes in the Escambia and Santa Rosa County school districts on how Scouting is promoted each fall in seeking new members.
Usually in the month of September, in both of those counties, Escambia County and Santa Rosa County, will round up over 1,000 new kids, and this year it was below 500.
The Boy Scouts are an integral partner in education in Santa Rosa County, have been, and will continue to be as well.
Santa Rosa Superintendent Tim Rosdick says the policy change was made about a year and a half ago and had nothing to do with the Boy Scouts, their message, or their methods. Other groups came in seeking a captive audience of students for what amounted to their commercial messages.
We were just being bombarded with everything from a free snow cone to a free karate lesson, all very valuable things, but when manpower is such that you can't distribute all that literature, it was time for us to readdress what we would allow.
Meanwhile, Rosdick says they're working with the Gulf Coast Council on at least 2 new programs.
The Boy Scouts had the desire to look at a formal partnership with us, and so we're exploring what that looks like. They have a tremendously successful program that has been introduced across the nation where they adopt a school, and we have examined that thoroughly and are looking forward to moving forward in a positive light.
The ban on gay and lesbian scout leaders remains in place, and because of that, LGBT activists say the change did not go far enough. Spencer Page of the Gulf Coast Council was asked if the leadership issue could be revisited somewhere down the road.
I don't know. But I grew up with scouting. I've been doing this 28 years. I didn't see the change we just made coming. I don't know if over time there will be, you know, enough pressure or enough interest or concern. I do know that as of right now, our national organization has said that change is not going to happen.
Despite what appears to be a seamless implementation of the new policy, the debate is expected to continue. Part of that is the formation of the group Trail Life. It's a biblically based organization for boys whose parents were put off by the BSA's inclusion of openly gay scouts. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.